Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio, and we are back with another video, okay? All right, y'all, so we got a lot to talk about today. I really didn't plan on doing it because I have a prior engagement to get to, and I look like crap right now, but we got to talk about this. You know, Wendy Williams and the scandal of it all. And, you know, we got to break this stuff down and really, you know, see what's going on. So before we get into it, I would like to say if you're a returning subscriber, welcome. You know how this thing goes. We're going to get into some things. If you have the call-in number, call in now because if, you know, the lines may get backed up. And if you are new and you're just browsing around and you happen to stumble across my channel, welcome and hello. All right, y'all, let's talk about it. So it's not been a secret that Wendy Williams is obviously on her five-week hiatus from her show that they take every year, and she decided to come down to L.A. And so she's been spending time in L.A., and she's been doing the unthinkable. Actually, she's been socializing with the Kardashians. She's been with Blac Chyna. She went to Pride. Now she's even at a point where she is being seen with men, and not just any kind of men. These are younger men, okay? Now, over the weekend, Wendy was hanging out with this guy. Now, I don't know who this guy is. I'm sure the internet is going to do a damn good job of figuring out who it is. I just didn't have the time to do the digging. I'll let somebody else do that, and we'll talk about it. So there's this guy and that she's with. She was with him, obviously, all day yesterday night. They had went to Pink's hot dog stand. They also have been spending the weekend together. Now, I think that they hooked up through Blac Chyna because I don't think that this guy came down to L.A. with her. I think that this was something that randomly happened yesterday, and they just hung out yesterday, or maybe happened Saturday night, and he just kind of stuck through the weekend. But for some reason, I have a strong feeling that this happened, you know, kind of after her and Blac Chyna got together. Then all of a sudden, you know, Blac Chyna was like, well, I got a nigga for you, Wendy, you know, and he looked good, honestly, not for nothing. But so this is what she posts. Last night was the most beautiful sunset in Sherman Oaks with special people. Thank you, California. You've won me over. I'll be back for the hip hop festival in August. Old enough to be your mother. Hashtag very sexy man. Hashtag my new life. So let's talk about this for a second. While I'm happy for Wendy, while I'm rooting for Wendy, while I think that this is great, while I'm probably the biggest Wendy fan, like I love that woman, but I'm calling bullshit. And I'm calling bullshit now, Wendy. This is some bullshit. This is some bullshit. I smell some motherfucking bullshit, and I feel like you are trying to pull the wool over our eyes in a sense. I don't know. I just feel like these are some publicity stunts here. I don't really feel like she might be entertaining this man, but I feel like she wants to be seen. I think Wendy wants to be seen. I think this is all publicity. I feel like when has Wendy Williams ever been so out in the open? Whenever she's went on hiatus, she's always been extremely private. She's always talked about being reserved. I mean, just up until this recently, she was not telling us that she was in a sober house. And, you know, whenever she would go on vacation, we wouldn't know about it. She'd maybe show us one or two pictures when she got back home and the show started again. But to take over her complete Instagram, like let's just break all this down. This woman has taken over her Instagram. She's posted behind the scenes personal Instagram posts on the Wendy Williams Show Instagram, number one. Number two, the people that she's hanging out with. You're posting pictures with the Kardashians, Kim, Chris, Kanye West. Like, people are not going to be talking. Not to mention, you're at Pride. She wants to be seen. Then you're out with this young boy at a restaurant out in the open. She was sitting down in the restaurant with this man, mind you, eating there. So, and this is a very public, popular hot dog place where she was at. So people definitely will recognize her. For goodness sakes, they had her picture in there, an autograph signature of her in the restaurant. Now, we're not just talking about any old celebrity. We're talking about private, go back home to Jersey after she does her show, Wendy Williams. You know, very much Wendy Williams that doesn't take incoming phone calls, only makes outgoing phone calls. The same Wendy Williams that was friends with Tamar Braxton, but never had Tamar Braxton's phone number. We're talking about that Wendy Williams. Okay, so something isn't right here to where, you know, she's out with this young man. And then this is when I really started to smell bullshit, was when she sat down, or when TMZ caught up with her, and she sat down with him for about 3 fucking minutes. Mind you, the boy is sitting right next to her, and she's talking like nothing's happened. Take a look at the video, and then we'll talk. Okay, so let's talk about that for a minute. Here's the thing. I think she's definitely trolling us. I think that she knows exactly what she's doing. Yes, do I think she's going through it? Yes, but I feel like this is a little bit of a pub stunt, and I'll tell you why in a second. Not to mention, I see people saying that she's high and drunk. I don't know. Shit, she could be. We don't know. I don't think she would be going to get drunk right now. She just got out of rehab. Now, do I think she might have taken an edible? Probably. You know what I mean? She was with Black China, for God's sake. But here's why I think that this could be a publicity stunt. First of all, she sat way too long with that paparazzi from TMZ. She wants to be Well, before I get into that, she said way too long for the paparazzi on TMZ. We also know Wendy Williams can cry on cue. She does it every day on her show, and then she moves right on. So this is all part of the semantics of just her and the controversy of it all. And this is why I think there is a publicity stunt. And I could be reaching, but I think that this is a fair reach. I think the whole purpose of her being so seen on hiatus is because she wants to build ratings for her show, and she wants to make sure that she gets renewed. Remember, the Wendy Williams show has been renewed through 2020. It's almost 2020, and we're at the point now where we're negotiating contracts, and we're negotiating renewal. And like I said on our previous video, they weren't really sure if they were going to keep the Wendy Williams show going, or were they going to, or if they were going to cancel the Wendy Williams show. They were looking at Steve Harvey as a replacement for that slot, not to take over her show, but just to replace the whole show with another show. And they were looking at Steve Harvey. They also were looking at Nick Cannon. That's why you see Nick Cannon cut his hair and really was showing up for the job. And so I think that Wendy wants to create momentum for when she comes back after her break, so that that becomes like a big show. The ratings will be up. We're all talking. So she's creating the story and the buzz for a successful show when she comes back, because at this point, let's face it, we don't care about the hot topics. She is the hot topics, and she knows that she's the hot topic. And somebody on her management team, whether it's the publicist, whether it's the new manager, whether it's Deb Marr, the vice president of the show or the company that produces her show, they're telling her, up the ante. You are the hot topic. Keep the people interested through this 5 weeks, because she can't just disappear for 5 weeks when she has all this going on and then come back for a show. No, why don't you take us on a story of this for the summer, for this 5 week hiatus, run amok, keep the people talking. She obviously likes being in the blogs. She likes the people talking. It drums up controversy. It gets us ready for when she gets back in her chair, she's going to then talk about it. Like, why would you post with the Kardashians? Why are you posting with another man? I don't think that she's just with that man, and that man is not just with her. She's going back to New York and going to go figure her rest of her life out with her soon-to-be ex-husband and her kid. But it's just good for the publicity. It's good for the show of it all. And, you know, not for nothing, she probably likes the attention. Not to mention, like I said, this could be a reach, but I think it's a fair one. In the month of August, for 3 weeks, Jerry O'Connell will be taking over the show. That's random. And not for nothing, RuPaul just got a show on Fox called The RuPaul Fox that debuts today, and they're using the Wendy Williams studio. So there's a lot of TV competition. So she's probably trying to make sure that her spot is in. Listen, if you go on RuPaul's Instagram, well, you can go look at the RuPaul show. It's a whole new Instagram. They're literally in the Wendy Williams studio. They've literally taken over Wendy Williams studio and redone the whole set. And you can tell it's her studio. And RuPaul's show debuts today on Fox. Come on, people. Not for nothing. Let's talk about it. So she's got to keep that buzz. I'm just saying. I mean, it would make sense to me. Ellen just got renewed for 3 more years. We haven't heard of Wendy's renewal. Her contract is almost up. But I don't know. I mean, I would never want to see them cancel the show. I love the show. But I do think that, you know, this could be a little puffed up, which is fine. But, Wendy, you're pulling. I got to call it like I see it, girl. Like, it's a little Kardashian-esque here. You know, you are teasing the internet, which is nothing wrong with it. Like, I'm here for it. I'm enjoying it. But I think that that's what it is. I don't think that she's just, I mean, I do feel like she's emotional, but she's very calculated in what she's doing. She wanted us to see, first of all, she wanted, the tabloids didn't pick up on her with that man out all day. So you guys got to really go back and look. And if TMZ, I can't show you all the videos here because TMZ will flag my videos, but Wendy was out all day in LA. If you go on TMZ's page, she was actually, she got on one of the Hollywood tour buses She got on the tour bus. This was literally the whole day. She was out in L.A. just walking around like a regular person, getting on the tour bus, talking to people randomly on the tour bus. When have you ever known her to do something like that? She wanted to be seen. She wanted to be seen with that man because she was with him all day. But that didn't really catch any buzz. Until later that night, she was in the car and she let the window roll down. And then she gave that man, she gave them a 3-minute conversation. She could have left at any moment. She had the window rolled down and talked for 3 minutes, broke down and cried, talked about thanks. She said, thanks for watching. Thanks for watching. And, oh, I got to get my potato salad and eat. And, like, then she shows a little, come on. I know. I get it. Thanks for watching. Well, what are we watching? The show. It's all about the show, which is smart because we're definitely going to want to know what the hell she was doing. And I feel like she's trying to throw it in Kevin's face a little bit that, you know, she still got it. She's not an old goose who's lost it. So I'm here for it, but I just got to call it like I see it. I think it's a little publicity stuff. So let me know what you guys think. Let's take some callers. Wendy Williams is trying to make sure that she saves her show. She wants to make sure she gets renewed. I feel like this is all a part of keeping the show going. All right, let's take some calls. What do you guys think? 563-999-3658. All right, let's take a call. 313-6196, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Armand, I got through. What's going on?
Nothing much. What's going on? How are you?
Oh, my God, I'm such a fan. Okay, so let me get straight into it. At first, I was going to call and be like, she's going through it. And I do believe that, but you did convince me a little bit. After watching what you was just saying, I'm starting to believe what you're saying. I do believe she's going through it. I believe this divorce hit her hard. And I believe in the beginning, what we were getting was what she was going through. But then I think it dawned on her, I can use this to my advantage.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? I don't think it was, like, premeditated because at first she was very guarded and very, you know what I'm saying, to herself, isolated.
Yeah.
But when she was forced to start talking because of Daily Mail and people getting upset saying, well, you ain't spilling your own tea. So when she started to get forced to spill a little bit and she started to see the response, she said, well, I'm just going to blow this up.
Yes.
I'm going to use this for my benefit. He's been cheating on me. He got a baby. I'm not only going to make him the bad guy, but I'm going to use this for great publicity for me.
Absolutely. And then not for nothing, I feel like she likes a little bit of the attention that she's getting because she is going through a lot, and she does need to be, and she is a woman of a particular age, so she doesn't want to feel like she's lost it all. But see, so I see her getting out and having fun and things like that, but I'm telling you, all of this is for us to be looking and talking so that when she comes back onto her show, it's another ratings hit. She has to keep the ratings up because, you know, let's face it, Wendy Williams is older and she is still considered a liability because, you know, in the last 2 years, she's had two incidents. She fainted, in 2017? And then in 2018, she hurt herself and had to go on hiatus. Then she had to go and go into the sober house. So she's been having back-to-back incidences. And now it's time for contract to renew. So it's like, are we going to take that risk again? Because they lost a lot of money with advertisers and things when she was gone for that many months.
Yeah. I believe it, and I believe when she started being forced again to start speaking and everybody saw the response, I do believe her people told her, hey, this is what you got to do. You see the response? This is how we can turn this around. This is how we can save this freaking show. Yes. It's working. Let's just be
it's
real.
Working.
It's working.
It's working. Yeah, I mean, I'm
here. I tell my sister every day, I say, I feel like I watch two shows. I watch the Wendy Williams show, and then I watch the Wendy Williams reality show, because it's a story every day.
Every
no
day.
No exaggeration.
That's, and the Wendy Williams reality show is far more entertaining than the Wendy Williams show.
Yes.
So,
yes,
she knows that.
I did feel bad watching her cry, though. I do feel like some of that is genuine. Like I said, I do believe it's a mix of both. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I do believe all this is happening in real time, but she is exploiting it at the same time.
All right. Thank you, Carla.
If you read her book, and I don't know if you've ever read her book, it really puts you into mind of how she thinks. And she is that girl.
No, I have read her book. That's why I feel the way that she feels, because she's also that girl that will fake it and put on a she has this thing where she says, put on a perfect persona, or you have to fake things until you make it. And then she'll always, and then even when she talks, she'll tell you, you know, sometimes you have to lie and pretend and do certain things. She's very strategic. She's very strategic. Mm-hmm. So this is why I feel as though she knows what she's doing. She's not going to say thanks for watching. Wendy Williams, let me tell you something. This is a woman who literally, whenever she would go on vacation before when she was with her husband, we would know nothing about it. We would never see her. And she would be perfectly fine, according to her. But now she's out and about being seen with a new man. And all, she knows the people are going to be talking. Come on. With a younger guy. She knows we're going to talk about this. And then she sat with TMZ for almost 3 minutes straight and let them interview her. She wants to talk. She wants the publicity. There was no way in hell that she wouldn't have took. Why are you taking pictures with the Kardashian? You know that was going to cause an internet frenzy.
Yeah.
Come on now.
And again, this goes back to how I believe it's genuine, but she's exploiting it. I do believe in the sense that they had this very isolated life, and it was a lot of things, like, as far as, like, going out, having friends, she probably didn't do as much. And so, in the beginning, you know, she was going out, but then people started like, oh, we want to hear about it. So, again, she upped the ante. One genuine outing or a couple genuine outings led to this. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A couple
Absolutely.
Of genuine reconnections turned into, ooh, I can work this to my benefit.
Well, yeah, and listen, and see, people are getting confused. They think that there's a problem. No, it's not a problem. It's nothing wrong with it, but it's a simple observation. Just because I'm calling it out is not saying that it's a bad thing. Listen, you can use the publicity stunts, but let's just acknowledge that these are PR stunts. That's all I'm saying. Like, let's call it for what
I'm
it is.
Here
all
for
of
it.
This,
I'm watching every day, so I ain't saying nothing about it. So I think they get confused.
Yes, thank you, caller. Bye.
Thank you, and I love your show. Bye, Armand.
Love you, too. Bye. Listen, for people in the comments that are not comprehending this is – I'm not saying that there's anything wrong, but I'm just calling it like it is. These are – yes, she's going through it, but this is still some PR here because her show is probably up for renewal. Now, I'm not an executive, so I don't know how this thing works, but in my mind, I feel like, okay, we haven't heard anything about her getting renewed anymore. We know she was renewed through 2020. And also, we've never seen her take over her personal Instagram. She has been so disconnected from people. The only thing you get from her is what you see during her show. She doesn't do her Instagram. Now, all of a sudden, she's posting to her Instagram page pictures and being seen with Kardashians and people that are known for publicity stunts and tabloids. Blac Chyna and the Kardashians, out of all people. And then you're with a younger man. Come on, people. This is because her life is more entertaining than the show, and we are going to be paying so much attention to her every day. We're keeping it going, and then a piece of her likes the attention because it makes Kevin. It keeps she gets to shit on Kevin a little bit. She gets to, you know, feel like a little bit of a bad bitch. And she gets people geared up for when she comes back. And I think that that's still weird that Jerry O'Connell is taking 3 weeks over on her show. Like, where are you going for 3 weeks in August? If you go look on her website and you try to get tickets in August, there's a section where Jerry O'Connell is going to be taking place. So, which is, I don't know anything about that. Maybe you guys can clear that up for me, but I thought that was interesting. And like I said, again, RuPaul has a show on Fox now, and that started today. So, I mean, all I'm saying is there's a lot of people coming out with shows, and we haven't heard about Wendy getting renewed. I wouldn't want her not to get renewed. I definitely think she needs to be renewed, but I think that she's just making sure that she solidifies the contract. All right, let's take another caller. 702-8699. Hello? Okay. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Girl, what did that girl just say, girl? RuPaul, oh my goodness. Oh my,
yes.
I did not know he had a show coming.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
You know, I'll
yes.
find out all the tea from you.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely, Wendy is, yeah, she's making sure that, you know, she keeps her spot solidified in her little chair, because that's some steep competition right there. Like,
yes, and they're
RuPaul
using the Wendy Williams
on,
studio.
Right, that's kind of like, you know, queens don't really care for you being in the cast, so
yeah.
they invite you there, you know.
Right.
But, you know, all respect to RuPaul and everything, but that's steep, you know. So, yes, she's definitely, you know, making sure that the talk is about her, because she is more interesting than most of the celebrities that she has, you know, would have as hot topics. And
yes.
Even with room, like, there's room for both, you know what I'm saying? So if they're both
mm-hmm.
in the studio, there's definitely room for both of them. So I want to see her, you know, still be able to take it where she needs to take it and to survive, because Wendy's Wendy and, you know, Ru is Ru. So we want to see her be able to come back and, you know, have everything together, as well as get her health together and, you know, move forward in her life. And I know with her being with her ex, you know, who was definitely abusive, allegedly, and just holding her back from doing so much, I'm sure that all the new things that she is entering into is, you know, partially real too. It's stuff that she wouldn't even have thought of doing because
mm-hmm.
of the control. So that's
yes.
really new. But as far as like all the in your face out there, you know, shock jock type of stuff, you know, you're calling it exactly right, because that's exactly what it is. I'm still not even convinced that maybe, you know, they may not be trying to put things back together again, because
yes.
in the end, you do have to figure out the fact that Wendy is, you know, a woman of a certain age with health issues. And
yes.
even though, you know, her partner is not the best one that she chose, still in the, you know, scheme of things, that is her partner that she's had
that
for
is,
all this
yeah.
time. So if she did end up, you know, patching it up, I could see that too. You know, I really could. Hoping that she won't.
I could see that. I could see that too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I'm hoping she won't, just because, you know, you want her to be able to not have to deal with that, you know, not have to go through that. But knowing that she really doesn't have that much family that she could depend
mm-hmm.
on, you know what I mean? Like, it could be possible. Like, I could see both ways, but I really hope that she wouldn't have to. But then
yes.
again, you know, you never know what people's marriages like. You can't, we're always going to be outside looking in, and a marriage is always really between the two individuals that made that commitment. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll just have to ride with her however she decides to handle that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I just think it's so interesting, Mishi, how in August she has Jerry O'Connor on there for 3 weeks taking over the show, and then RuPaul has the show. Like, they're doing way too many things at Fox with this show
mm-hmm.
and this studio. And my thing is, yes, there is room for both of them, but why is RuPaul's show right in your same studio? Like, that's
yeah.
weird.
You
me.
Know, that's why when you said that, I was shocked. Like, what? You know,
and
I'm,
it debuted
you know,
today.
Really, today. And that's something I'd actually want to see. That no matter who you are, you should actually have some, you know, feet to the fire if that was the situation that you found yourself in. Because
yeah, because
you know
remember, RuPaul just won 6 Emmy Awards for his drag race show. They like one,
right,
like six or,
right,
some eight, like some crazy number. I don't know exact number, but he like RuPaul is really getting up there, and he's really trying to solidify himself as a TV personality. Now, I don't know if this
there
is like a 6-week sneak peek, but who knows? They could be looking to see who can hold that spot in case they do have to cancel the Wendy Williams show altogether. Because I told, like I told you before, they were looking at Steve Harvey. But Wendy ended up, remember, she came back early. She wasn't supposed to come back early when she came back. She came back early, then had to leave again for 2 weeks. Do you remember earlier this year?
I sure do remember
that. She came
back,
and then she left. But she came back because people were like, okay, girl, what's happening? You keep saying you're both supposed to come back. The ratings were dropping. They were saying that the networks were just going to drop the show if she couldn't get it together. So at this point, yes, all of this is going on, but I think she's trying to prove that she's not a liability, and she understands that she is more entertaining than the celebrity. So, there's a lot
and
of points.
And she's a businesswoman.
Yeah,
you know, as
a businesswoman,
this is the move she's got to make. Like, this is it's no joke. You know what I'm saying? Because Rue is going to get in there and do. You know Rue's going to do. So, yes, she's going to have to get in there and get it together. And just the fact, you know, with her having the health issues that she does, that's beyond anything else, because your health is your wealth. You know what I'm saying? People really don't understand that. But it honestly is. You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have the actual health to be here and enjoy spending it, it's worthless. You can't take it with you. You know, so with that alone, that's something that I'm sure that they're looking at. So I'm here for it, too. You know, I'm glad that she's giving us a little spin and just being able to see her out free. You know what I mean? When you see someone who's been a caged bird all this time, just letting her life, you know, shine, I like that. And if she gives us a little snazz here and there, I want to see it.
You know, and I'm here for it, too. That's why I'm like, it's nothing wrong with it, but I'm just calling it like I see it. This is definitely publicity.
Right.
These are stunts happening all around.
And you
right.
you
thank
always
you,
call it Armand. You got it all the time.
All right. Thanks, Boo.
Love you.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's get into some things. Okay. We got to move quickly because I have to go. But 815-4152, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I just got a real quick thing. Okay. I used to work for an attorney. And I get what she's doing, you know, the publicity, the living her life, but she's got to be careful. It could backfire on her.
Oh, really? How so?
Just because he's out doing what he's doing, if she's out there doing it, he could use that against her. Because they're still technically legally married. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I love her. I'm glad that she's out doing her thing, but she's got to be careful. Publicity or not, she's got to be careful.
Okay, well, thank you, caller.
Yeah, we love her and we love you too. We just want the best for her. That's it. That's all.
Thank
She's
you.
Got to be careful. All right, thanks. Bye.
That's right. Bye. That was real. All right. Let's take another caller. 323-7797, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, so Simi coming home here. What's up? I think you got it right on the money when you said that RuPaul is getting his show. I think you got it right on the money because let's look at this. He getting all into the media. He hanging out with a sexual icon, Blac Chyna, and then she goes to the Pride Parade, you know, and really lets her presence be known. Right? So she's trying to capture that audience. I think she's trying to get the attention of the public, but not just the public, but a certain audience. So then when RuPaul do come, it's talk show face-off time.
Yes.
That's what I think.
Well, no, airs today. It's already recorded. The show is done. It's ready. It's going up. It's out.
But I'm sure her studio people, like, knew that, and maybe she was so busy with the other drama that it's like, all right, I gotta wipe these tears off and I gotta do what I do best, you know. And my prediction is that her future shows are gonna have like more visitors or more guests towards that dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And I think she's on her way out anyway. And she probably, I mean, I don't know, but this is me guessing. She probably, it was like, well, you want to be out now or you want to be on your way out and with this movement?
But
and
see,
I think
here's
that's
the thing. I think,
from.
I really think that her, if she didn't sign, I think that would be better. I think if Wendy Williams had the Wendy Williams Experience 2.0, like podcast or radio show, that motherfucker could be on fire, especially with the new Wendy now. Like, she would put a lot of us YouTubers and motherfuckers out of business. I know
crazy.
Damn well. Like, I would be watching that shit because she could be so loose-lipped. She could do like Howard Stern and get on XM Radio and build her studio. And, like, I would be trying to work there. Trust me. Like, that would be so fire. Like, I would love Wendy to, like, gracefully come from radio, go to TV, and then leave TV and go back to radio and just do talk and then be done. Like, I personally don't really care for her to get renewed again if she's going to go back to, like, radio. I would love that. I think you would change the game.
Like, I agree too. Like, because I really feel like all of you guys, you and the other YouTubers that are really, I feel like you kind of like the new millennial of talk show television, and you're just not there yet. So me personally, I would just like to see all the YouTubers get on TV. And all the TV people, no, for real, like, kind of back on up and just go on to the radio and kind of do a switch watch and just to see, you know, flip it. See how that feels for a second, you know? But I don't want to take too much of your time.
All right. Thank you, caller.
All right, both.
Bye. All right, let's take another caller. 561-9179. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? How you doing?
Great. It's my first time talking to you. I listen to you every day. Love you. Love your show.
Okay.
The thing with Wendy is basically I know that she's doing this for her season renewal and all, but honestly, I think this is just a classic case of starting on my ex, you know?
Okay.
It's been out there in the public that he's quote unquote living his best life with his new woman, started life all over again. But there's no way for him to know what she's doing. You know, of course she wants him to feel jealous too. Like, why wouldn't she want him to see that she's living her best life as well? So I believe that not only for ratings, but also so Kelvin can, you know, feel a little bit hurt. Like, I really lost my woman and I really fucked up.
Yes.
So that's all I wanted to say. It's a classic case of something on my ex as well. Which woman doesn't do that?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I definitely agree. I think there's some stunting on him, you know, letting him know that, listen, don't think this old goose can't shake it or whatever you want to, you know. I don't feel like she wants to feel like, you know, like you tried to go get a young girl, but like I'm still Wendy Williams. I'm hotter than that young bitch you thought you had, like at the end of the day. Period. You get what I'm saying?
I
definitely think there's
still.
And I have the power and I could really captivate the world. Like, you really lost out because at this point, the whole world is looking at you like you're trash. And whereas he thought maybe she wouldn't have any support, all these celebrities have now turned and started supporting her after all these years of her bashing them. And she still has the support. So it really has a lot of egg on his face. And she's probably, you know, she laughed at that for a while.
And I do believe that she did get bored for a while. She did become a house rat. She did become isolated and secluded. And I believe that he was like, you know, you're boring, you know, and she's letting him know, listen, I'm still that girl that you first met. Watch me how I'm going to dip it and do it. And you're going to see what you
got.
So.
Doing that, okay? Thank you, caller.
Love you.
Bye.
Take care.
Love you too. Bye. All right, last two, and we're going to wrap it. 212-5062, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
I just called to say I love your show.
Thank you.
And I love what you're doing. I think you definitely have, you're probably more important than Wendy Williams right now.
No, don't say that. I love Wendy. You know, without her, I would not, she inspires me so much.
But I think you could definitely fill that void, you know what I mean?
Yes. I would like to sit like next to her. Like, that's my goal. Like, I would like to meet her and like banter back and forth with her. Like, that's my goal.
I
want
to sit next to you.
Okay, come on.
I like your artist spotlight, and I have some music for you.
Okay, yeah. So email me, okay?
I'll definitely do that.
By the way, we have a special celebrity guest. Uh-oh, I don't know if I was supposed to let that out of the bag. I've been talking to we might have a special celebrity guest on Wednesday for our finale show. Yep. There it is.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, then. Bye.
You guys don't want to miss it. I talked to them yesterday. But you know how these celebrities go. One day they're in, the next day they're out. But as of right now, our celebrity guest is locked in and they're ready to go. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I know a lot of bloggers are doing music shows, but there's a difference. You know, we get down to the gusto and the grit of things. We don't just... God damn it. Let me not even go there. This is not about that. I was going to start talking my shit. You know me. Y'all got me started. You know, why don't people like to get me started? But you know what? We don't talk... We don't hide behind thumbnails. All right, let's take another caller. 470-6797, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yo, Armand, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
I agree with everything that you say about Wendy Williams. But
okay.
I do feel like she's living her truth because... You know, you got to understand, her and her husband been married for over 20-something years, you know, so that's a lot of emotion. And then I would like people to mention, like, she mentioned how Kevin and the son is still involved with each other, you know, it's a dad-father, you know, a dad-son relationship type of thing going on. So that's, like, big facts, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But what I will say is that thing with RuPaul.
Wait, hold on. Somebody said my lips was ashy, bitch, because it's probably hot in this motherfucker. I ain't got no more water.
Hey, your lips do be a little you be looking a little chap on the hands and the lotion sometimes.
Do I? I put on lotion, too. But listen.
I don't know
human. It could be the light, too, though.
And you know what else?
But listen, not for nothing, they say my teeth is yellow too. But the thing is,
they're
clear. So, you know,
your teeth is on point.
You know,
the teeth is on point.
If you catch me on the right angle, you might think I was dipping in butter. But go ahead.
facts. But no, like I was saying though, like I do feel like Wendy Williams is living her truth right now. Like, she's going through the bullshit. She's going through the heartache. She's going through the stuff with the relationship between her and her son and Kevin, the dad. You know, like, that whole relationship thing is just crazy. But I feel like she's just out here popping now. You know what I'm saying? And trying to do her thing. I wouldn't be surprised if she do this show and then, like, she's banking on, like, a reality show. Because reality shows are kind of popping now. Even though she didn't trash them before. I feel like, you know, she seen how much money the Kardashians is getting, how relevant and how popping they are, that she wouldn't be she wouldn't like go in that lane, even though she didn't kind of drug people like that in the past, you know. So either way, I feel like, you know, Wendy Williams out here living her best life. I support your show. I love Wendy Williams.
Thank you.
I love you. I love the content that you put out. You know what I'm saying? I'm always here for the bullshit. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
And listen. And if for all you beauty gurus out there, listen, I have a P.O. box. Send me some lip balms and some lotions and some creams and I'll try them out. You know, don't talk about me. Help me. You know, send me some good shit. Let's talk about it.
But
be about
facts.
It.
But I got one thing to say. So
you're going to say some stupid shit. I'm hanging up in your face.
OK, I ain't going to say nothing stupid. I feel like gays and all that stuff is popping right now. Like, y'all the shit. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know? So I feel like this RuPaul show, if it is true, what you said, it is true. I'm going to go check it out today. Like, that's a competition to, like,
right.
put against people, you know what I'm saying, to see if he'll be popping more than she is, you know? And the only thing we
yes.
can do is be here and wait and see, you know? So that's
all
right, I had to
thank
say,
you.
And I love the show. Thank you.
Thank you, bye. All right, so that's all we have for today.